Yesterday, we spoke to the group who are hoping to establish a rail link from Cambridge through to Colchester. The last bit, I think it's Mark's Tay to Colchester, just going off the top of my head, already has a mainline connection, but they want to move it right the way through. And I was observing to their spokesperson that actually their possibility was much more difficult in a physical sense, with the lack of rail track and so on, than ever would be faced by the group calling themselves Cast Iron, who want to establish that rail link between Huntingdon in Cambridge. And he said, yeah, that's true, but we're still going ahead with it. We're going ahead with the feasibility study, and, you know, they're putting some money and effort into it. So for them, it could work. But for us, the main talking point still is that nasty gap between Cambridge and Huntingdon. Now, we've spoken to Cast Iron a fair old bit in the past, but today, remember, is the final chance for you to email through your comments about the guided bus scheme. And although initially it wasn't necessarily put down as it's either one or the other, in practical terms, when you look at it, and this is me talking, not anybody else, I think it is either one or the other. Let's welcome aboard once again Tim Phillips from Cast Iron, the rail group. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning.
This situation with the guided bus, whether you're for it or against it, the important thing is to get your comments in. I'm going to tell you where to send that email today, and I will repeat it again in a moment. It's Transport and Works Act. The AND is A-N-D. Right, in full, in other words. Not the sort of at with a circle around it. Transport and Works Act at dft.gsi.gov.uk. Now, I hope that's right, Mark, because it seems a bit longer than the one we put out yesterday. And I'll double-check that one out for you.
Looks right to me. If
that looks right to you. Fine. I hope then we didn't put out the wrong one yesterday. Somebody had emailed me, asked for it, and I forwarded it on. So I'll double-check that I forwarded the correct thing. Before any of that, we're looking at one versus the other, the possibility of rail going the other side of Cambridgeshire and connecting up to Colchester. I've got to pick out one point, Tim, and it's this. There is information being put out accusing you of misleading the public. And let me just read this. It's a press release from the County Council. Claims that a report into Cambridgeshire's guided bus scheme was independent have been rubbished after Cast Iron admitted one of their executives wrote it. Leading Cambridgeshire County Councillor Mac Maguire has slammed Cast Iron after its own chairman admitted the so-called independent report had in fact been written by the rail group. Well,
I didn't admit it. I just told him that was the case. We wrote it, but we wrote it in consultation with other independent bodies. This is the first analysis that has been done independently of either the County Council... Well, no, let's get this right. This is the first report that's been done independently of the guided bus team or a consultant appointed by the guided bus team. So this is the first time it's been looked at independently. What do we mean by independent? Well, it's been reviewed locally by officers from Transport 2000, the Campaign for the Protection of Rural England, Rail Future, and the independent consultant, transport consultant to St Ives Town Council. Now, I would hope that Councillor Maguire would have some respect for those bodies.
Nonetheless, you could, if you're picking, it's a bit like government picking an inquiry. You want a result, you look for the people who might give it to you.
You could argue that there's almost nothing in the entire world that's independent in that case, couldn't you?
Oh, I think that's true.
What we can certainly say is ours has undergone peer review. That's the classic thing, isn't it? If somebody writes an article in the British Medical Journal or whatever, then it has to go under peer review. As has been peer reviewed, that's the important thing. Can I just point something out here, going further on in that very same press release? Councillor Maguire then goes on to say, this is just another example of Cast Iron misleading the public. Well, I've emailed him back and asked him to tell me the other examples so I can explain. He hasn't done that yet. Secondly, he says, quotes, the County Council is not afraid of the guided bus scheme being put under independent scrutiny, which is exactly what will happen later this year at the public inquiry. So it hasn't been independently scrutinised yet. Councillor Maguire admits it.
Why are they so afraid of a rail link? That's the bit I don't understand.
But they are spending an awful lot of time on Cast Iron if they don't think we're to be taken seriously, aren't they? What I would suggest that your listeners need to know is this is a quote to one of our members. I think it's to one of our members anyway. It's an email that was sent to me today. I should certainly say one of our supporters, I would assume. This is a quote from Shona Johnston. And she says, quotes, even if public opinion was against the guided bus, I will go ahead because I know best how to spend taxpayers' money.
Now, I've got to query that quote. That's on an email from where?
From a member. Or from a supporter.
Of Cast Iron.
Yeah.
So they could have made that up.
Yes, they could have made that up. I could have made up what I've just said about everything else.
I know, but let you know, if we're looking to be absolutely straight down the, excuse the expression, line.
Down the line, yes.
I could make something up, email it to somebody to try and prove a point of view, and it may not actually have been said
well,
by Shona Johnston.
I have said to you what somebody has said to me.
That's third party, but you know, yeah, I err on the side of caution, frankly, with something like that. Now, where does this all leave you? This is the last day we can respond yes or no to the guided bus, or yes to this bit, no to that bit, or how we feel. To Transport and Works Act at dft.gsi.gov.uk. Well, if and when we've done that, we then come to what? An inquiry as to whether the guided bus goes ahead or not? That's really what we're saying?
Yes, it's very important to realise that you may not agree with cast iron necessarily, or if you do agree in principle, you may not agree in detail with our plans. The point of the consultation is whether or not the guided bus is the right thing.
Right.
That's the really important thing.
So we're not choosing between two schemes. We're saying yes or no to the guided bus.
Yes.
As to your group, later, it could be a yes or no to that.
Yes.
Or it may not be, because you might all decide to throw in the towel. We don't know.
Well, we're not going to throw in the towel. That's for absolute certain.
Right. Let's take a pause for the news headlines. Anybody with questions they want to ask, give us a ring, 08459 25 2000. Back with Tim Phillips in just a moment.